His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. Song of Solomon 5:15a, Revised Version. We can hardly understand how a woman could give such a graphic description of her friend. It shows that the writing of this song was divinely inspired. The spiritual lessons are the important features. The pillars of marble speak of our Lord's firm standing. The sockets of gold suggest his holy divine life. He is the Holy Son of God. His divine life is the basis of his standing. His eternal deity is the absolute foundation for his eternal humanity. All that he is now stands on the basis of what he was. His standing is in his own perfection, greatness, and grandeur. Strong, firm, immovable, grand, and glorious will be our heavenly bridegroom, and the bride will be safe and glorious with him. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. Song of Solomon 5:15b, Revised Version. Solomon's charming, broad Jewish face shone with love for his fair one. She had entreated him, saying, "Let me see thy countenance." Song of Solomon 2:14. Now her desire is granted, and she cannot find adequate words to describe it. She calls nature to her help. The mountains of Lebanon were the most picturesque and sublime, the highest and grandest of any in Palestine. They always speak of the majesty, greatness, and unchangeableness of Jehovah. Their perpetual snow-covered crowns speak of his eternity, purity, and incomparable glory. Hence we read that his head and hairs are white like wool, as white as snow, and his countenance as the sun that shineth in his strength. And the earth was lightened with his glory, Revelation 1:14 and 16, and Revelation 18:1. The tall cedars which graced the mountains of Lebanon declare the super excellence of the effulgent face of our Lord as the Son of Man, our coming bridegroom. Lebanon speaks especially of Christ's deity, but the cedars speak of his vigorous humanity. Those towering trees with their waving branches are the monarchs of the Judean forests. Likewise, Jesus Christ is destined to be the rightful monarch of the heavens and the earth. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. Song of Solomon 5:16a. This is the last stroke of the artist's brush of this wonderful ninefold picture of King Solomon. The Shulamite began with his head, compassed the whole body with its different members, and returned whence she started. As the lips are the expression of affection and the confirmation thereof by its utterances, she was not content with the touch of love. She must hear him speak, and she did. Just so it is with us in the Lord. We first admire his spiritual understanding. We are stilled by the discernment of his lovely but piercing eyes. Then we are carried away with his kind comfort and strong ministries. The greatness and sublimity of his person and the steadiness and fixedness of his eternal standing. We are awed by his countenance of glory and splendor. Finally, his mouth conquers us completely. He speaks tenderly, deeply, with gentle, soothing words of warmest comfort. It is enough. Like the Shulamite said of her lover, he is altogether lovely. There is no imperfection in Christ. He is perfect from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. The old creation is full of blemishes, but there are none in our Beloved. There is not one ugly thing in him. This is my Beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Song of Solomon 5:16b. The Shulamite's answer to the question of the daughters was full and complete. They learned more than they expected. She showed them how her Beloved was more than any other Beloved. Then she sealed her witness of him by exclaiming enthusiastically that, "This man is my Beloved, this man is my friend, he satisfied me to the uttermost." Yes, at last, she became wholly taken up with the king himself. She was no longer occupied with what he did or where he went. Hence, she sang about him altogether. That is what Christ yearns after in his people. Our heavenly bridegroom longs for us to behold his excellencies and be swallowed up with his perfection and beauty. He wants our love, undivided and unchanging. Our fervent love for him is far more to him than our most strenuous labor. Our worship of him is much more to him than our warring for him. A longing for the personal presence of Christ is far sweeter to his heart than a longing for his power. To sit at the Master's feet and learn the Word is better than to sit as chairman of a convention or commander of a camp meeting. Indeed, he that does not do the former is not qualified to do the latter. He that winneth souls is wise, but he who winneth Christ is wiser. He who aims to gain Christ is sure to win souls. Such a one will receive the greatest reward, even the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Beloved reader, what is your testimony today? Is it about your toil or sacrifice or holiness or walk? Are you taken up in any measure with your beautiful myrrh-dropping fingers? Or are you all absorbed with Christ's personal character and loveliness? Is your testimony holy of Him?